It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
It was a 30-minute drive and into a different county for the county rivalry matchup. We're here at Ron Heron Gym. Ryan Seed along with Rob McKinley. Rob, always a great atmosphere whenever we make the trip over here to Ron Heron Gymnasium. And only Tigers, always a tough team to play. And their gymnasium and the way the fans are and just the atmosphere is just, it's just iconic. It almost reminds me of the old Lawrenceville gym, right? Just how you're up higher and you can see down over the gymnasium.
The only thing I'm wondering about is that, you know, the last few times I've been here, they've not had a very full gym, but it's such a large seating capacity, people get spread out. I remember, of course, I went to college in OCC, and they played their basketball here on this floor, but and the high school and everything. But the Tigers come in at 5-1, I believe. They went 3-1 in the Capital Classic. They beat to Salem, and Lawrenceville lost to Fairfield, then beat to Marshall, and they've defeated Effingham and Robinson since then. So they're 1-0 in the league, 5-1 overall. Red Hills 1-0 and 4-3, and coming off a win over Lawrenceville.
And tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richmond Memorial Hospital. I've also heard talk, Rob, of Olney building a new gymnasium, is what I've heard. I'm not sure if it's going to be after this basketball season or when, but one of the guys I know from the Olney Daily Mail, I believe it is, He told me that there was word spread around of a new gymnasium coming up.
You know, I wonder why. This gym's probably built in the 50s sometime. Nice gym. I don't know what they would want to have a new one for someplace. And not that they wouldn't want to have a new one, but and this, I don't know what they're going to do with this, because it'd be an empty place, you know. But I would think it'd take a couple years to get something like that built once they started. Approved everything and for the finances and all that, it would take a while.
Let's go ahead and talk a little basketball. The matchup we're going to see here, the Olney Tigers coming in, they're height wise they're range from 5'10 all the way up to a 6'6 kid, and that's not normal for Olney Tigers.
No.
Whenever I was back in college and was helping out with Olney, they were all under 6 foot. You never saw a 6 foot kid on the roster.
6 foot, no, 6'2 might have been their tallest player. They've got a couple big ones. You mentioned Braden Adams, a 6'6 senior who's not a starter, but Zach Duenas, it's D-U-E-N-A-S, he's a sophomore at 6'8, and he's been starting. So, and they've got Brett Hatton, a 6'5 senior starting. So they've got some size. One of the favorites of the conference, I think, along with Casey, would be the Olney Tigers. And Coach Rob Flanagan was just elected to the Illinois Basketball
Hall of Fame.
Coach's Hall of Fame. Been here a number of years. I think one time he was at Cincinnati a number of years ago, from what I can understand. But he's been here at Olney for quite some time and built a very solid program. And usually one of the best defensive teams that you're going to go up against.
And he's had, also I know he's had hundreds of wins, and he's in the record books here at Olney for that too. I'm not quite sure how many wins it is. I know it's getting up there close to 1,000, I believe, last time I knew. But it's amazing just the program that he's brought up through the years, and it's just a winningness program that he's got. And it's the Tigers, they're just tough to beat. They're a tough team. And then you got Red Hill. They are always surprising you. As we saw in the JV game, the JV Salukis, they were down, I believe it was like 29-7.
29-12 at halftime.
In the first half, and then they come back and make it they come within about five. And towards the end of the final period, it was 42-40, and 5 seconds left, and Josh Henry goes all the way down the court and puts up a floater and just comes up short.
Yeah, they battled back and lost 42-40, but Josh Henry had a nice game. I think Dawson Holtz and some of the others as far as scoring. So they did okay.
And we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a break to hear from our sponsors. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Pre-game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Thank you to our sponsors. And Rob, kind of looking here at the roster, some familiar names transferring over from football. We got Dakota Brown,
right.
Sutton Dunn, and believe Braden Adams, he was in there too. And also Braden Flanagan, I'm pretty sure, played. And those kids are very athletic. You'll see their names all around in the school athletics here at Olney High School. They also play baseball, I believe,
yeah.
too.
Dakota Brown was the quarterback. He's been the quarterback for a couple of years for the Tigers. So, they have some. This basketball team has experience. All these kids, other than the Winnis boy, he's a sophomore. They all either played a lot or started last year on the varsity. So Sutton Dunn, Brett Hatton, Dakota Brown, Braden Flanagan. Flanagan's his dad's a coach, but I don't think he started at the beginning of the year, but by the second half of the season, he was in the starting lineup.
And Sutton Dunn, forced to be reckoned with down low for the Olney Tigers. He can shoot the ball anywhere, but he gets down in the paint, he gets the ball, he'll go up strong and take you up with him all day.
Well, Dunn's 6'2", 205, and Hatton is 6'5", 210, so they've got some, and the tall player is 6'8", he's only at 165, but Dunn and Hatton have, they're three-year starters now, and they've been playing well for Coach Rob Flanagan for several years.
And the Red Hill Saluki is not a lot of height compared to the Olney Tiger team this year, but Nathan Worth, agile from all over the court, 6'6 kid, shooting threes out there, and I can't remember if it was the Sisney game, but I think it was, hitting multiple back-to-back threes.
I think it was Mount Carmel game.
Yes. He just pulling up out there, wide open as can be, and anything can happen. I mean, you throw it up, it's bound to go in sometime.
But well, they left him open. They didn't think he might not shoot the ball there. And I think he hit one against Lawrenceville or somebody. He had another one someplace along with a couple others. So he's hit several threes.
So hopefully he can get open some more tonight and put some points up on the board for the Salukis. Olney Tigers may underestimate him and just leave him open all day. And Olney Tigers get up and down the floor quickly, I know from past years. So Coach Havel might need to change it up a little bit. Maybe we might see a little bit more full court press tonight, but probably see the man-to-man like we usually do.
I think you'll see the man-to-man. I know the JV started at man-to-man and went to a zone in the second half, and that kind of confused the JV team from Olney a little bit, or they didn't shoot the ball well enough. But we'll see what happens with the Salukis, because they have to come back, turn around, and play a game at noon tomorrow down at Wayne City against Sisney, a team they've already played.
And Coach Flanagan, not afraid of the man-to-man defense, but I believe he's more of the zone defense kind of guy. Usually see him in a 2-3, might see him in a 1-3-1, and the Salukis have seen both of those, and penetrated both of those defense very well so far this season, and honestly, they're going to be unstoppable. They get good penetration in the paint, and they're just raining threes all around.
Always always gets after that defense. Lanning's teams are known for the defense if they can play, so it'll be a tough one tonight. Sluggers going to have to be at the top of their game if they expect to be competitive and have a chance to win this. But
all right, we'll go ahead and send it back, waiting on both teams to come back out. We'll take another quick commercial break. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go team!
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at Ron Heron Gymnasium. Red Hill Saluki's taking on the Olney Tigers tonight. Going to be a tough matchup both ways. County rivalry game. It is always fun to come to a historic place. Whereas
Saluki's are going to have to maybe be one short on players tonight.
And we're just about set here to get going here for our pregame activities. Cheerleaders and dancers making their way out to the floor, so we're going to send it on back to the studio real quick for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with the starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2100. 2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. It is that time. It is starting lineup just moments away from tip-off time. We will go ahead and I will send it over to Rob McKinley, my partner in crime, for those starting lineups.
Well, so Saluki's going to go with their regular starting lineup of Parker Havel, a 6'1 senior, Connor McKinley, a 5'10 senior, Nathan Worth, a 6'6 junior, Drew Moore, a 5'11 senior, and Drake Allen, a 6'2 sophomore. So the Salukis with three seniors, a junior and a sophomore in the starting lineup for Coach Brian Havel.
And I wonder what Coach Havel's got in store, if he threw in any different plays here for the tall Olney Tigers tonight.
I don't know if you put anything different in. I mean, football, sometimes you make different plays, but I think, you know, basically what you want to do is keep executing your offense. It's still early in the season, you know, trying to make sure everything gets to where you want it to be. So I think that'll be the key thing, is being able to attack the only man-to-man defense with, you know, watch out for turnovers, because they it's too easy to have a lot of turnovers sometimes.
And Olney, they like to do some full-court press, too, as well.
They'll agitate you with that defense. The lineup for the Tigers, as far as this has been a change, one of them starters will be Brandon Flanagan, a 5'10 sophomore, son of Coach Rob Flanagan, I'm sure. Then you got Dakota Brown, a 5'11 senior, who's a quarterback in football. Then you come up to Brett Hatton, 6'5 senior, Zach Duanis, a 6'8 sophomore, and Sutton Dunn, a 6'2 senior. So three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore in the lineup, I believe, three seniors and two sophomores for the Olney Tigers. And they are 5-1, 1-0 in the conference, 5-1 overall.
And looking down there at the student section, they're kind of doing a mock starting lineup down there. They're doing some handshakes and stuff. It's kind of cool. This Olney Tiger student section, always full of energy down there, always doing something different. And there's Sutton Dunn, the tall 6'2", 205. Always just gets bigger and bigger, it seems like.
Well, one change in the lineup, Braden Adams, a 6'6 senior, is going to start instead of Zach Wienus. So
Braden Adams out there, the 6'6 matchup for Nathan Worth. A little bit more size on him.
6'6, 220. So. And Adams played a lot the last couple of years, so it's not that he doesn't have experience, he does, but you look at the Red Hill players up against some of the Olney players, and the physical size is you can tell, even though we're up this high.
Yeah, Nathan Worth standing at 6'6", maybe right around 170, 180 mark. Kind of a different matchup there with Brandon Adams. And jumping for the Olney Tigers will be Brent Hatton. Hatton standing at 6'5", 210. Nathan Worth will jump for the Red Hill Salukis. Everybody's off their seats. It's tip-off time. Nathan Worth gets set down low against Brent Hatton. Hatton gets the tip off. Playing again with it now. He's over to the right wing.
Looking for the man-to-man, it looks like, starting.
Brings it back up top to the volleyball line. Dribbles back to the right. Looking for somebody to get open. He doesn't take the screen from Adams. Stolen away there by Drew Moore, but he steps on the line as he's falling towards the out-of-bounds line.
Couldn't ever gain control of it.
So it'll be only Tiger basketball underneath their own goal. Dunn underneath to inbound it. Gets it into Dakota Brown. Brown passes off to Flanagan. Flanagan over the left side to Hatton. Hatton pump fake, guarded there by Drew Moore. Hatton over to Brown. Brown on the right side goes in the corner to Dunn. Back up top, swings it to Flanagan. Flanagan calls in a new play. Hatton pulls up for three, buries it. Hatton with the first points on the board tonight with the 3-0 early lead for the Olney Tigers. Havel over to Moore on the left side. Moore brings it back up top to Worth. Gets it to McKinney. Little three-man weave action going on. Allen dribbles right side, picks up back to Havel. Over to Moore on the left wing. Moore guarded there by Hatton. And Moore was throwing it towards McKinney, but almost lost it there. And Sutton Dunn steals it away, goes coast to coast, up and in for two. Sutton Dunn adding to the score, 5-0 run for the Olney Tigers. McKinney's going to bring the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline. McKinney dribbles left side, guarded there by Flanagan, passes off to Worth. Worth goes right into the corner to McKinney. McKinney goes baseline, passes over to Moore on the far corner. Moore going to drive the lane, put up a floater, no good. Hatton stretches for the rebound. He's going to bring it up the court himself. He's going to try and shake Drew Moore, passes out to Flanagan, into Brown in the corner. Brown's going to pass it back up around the horn there to Dunn. Dunn hands the ball off to Hatton, gets it to Brown. Brown over to Flanagan. Flanagan on the left wing. He's going to bring it back up top. Gets it over to Hatton on the right side. Hatton guarded there by Moore. Takes a screen from Dunn. Hatton drives left side. Dumps it down to Adams. Adams going to bring it back out. Hands off to Hatton. Hatton pump fakes. Drives the lane. Loses the ball. McKinney takes it away. 2-on-1. Havel up court. Goes up for it and makes it right in. So Havel with the first 2 points for the Slukies. 5-2 now with just under 6 minutes to go. Dakota Brown will bring the ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton over to Flanagan out near the volleyball line. Flanagan going to go right side. Passes off to Dunn to the left. Dunn going to drive the lane, put up a shot, and it goes right in. Dunn split two defenders and goes right to the basket, 7-2. McKinney brings the ball up, passes off to Moore on the left wing. Moore with it now. He's going to bring it back up top. He's going to reset the offense. Pass off to McKinney on the right side. He's going to bring it back out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Allen on the right corner. Allen, he's going to bring it back up top to Moore. Moore is going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good. Allen gets the rebound, brings it back out, put it up, no good. Havel on the putback. He got it to go. Havel with all 4 points here for the Salukis so far. Salukis staying within three. Flanagan out near the volleyball line. Takes a screen from Sutton Dunn. Flanagan going to try and drive the lane left side. Blocked there by Nathan Worth.
Nice block there by able to extend his arm over Flanagan without fouling him and knocked it out of bounds.
Flanagan staying at 5'10", 140, sophomore. Hatton will be the inbound man. Gets it into Flanagan. Flanagan tries to go baseline. Havel shuts him down. Gets it back up top. Brown with it now out near the volleyball line. Passes back off to Flanagan. Flanagan gets it over to Dunn. Dunn asking for a screen from Adams. He's going to dribble back left. Pull up from three. No good off the front of the rim. McKinney with the rebound. He's going to push it up court quickly. No foul called as Flanagan ran right into him. And Brown runs right in and steals the ball. And Allen will be called for the foul. That'll be Allen's first foul. Team's first and first of the game.
I didn't see the
Gore's bench looking for the foul.
Yeah, I don't think
he see what's going on. Nobody said anything.
No. They wonder what happened, but it was a
whistle blowed and nobody told the scorer's bench. Referee's talking it over down there. 4:23 left to go here in the first quarter. I believe head referee Justin Akers runs over there trying to explain what's going on down there.
Yep. It was on Allen, so
So they got that all set in stone. Tigers will inbound from half court. Brown gets it in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline, calls in the play, passes off to Flanagan on the left side, up to Dunn, around the corner to Brown, down low to Adams, who's wide open, goes up strong and finishes. Moore will bring the ball up the court this time. Adams got left alone, snuck in the back door there.
Yeah, they sent those screens down front.
Havel from the free throw line, no good. Sutton Dunn goes up strong for the rebound, outlets there to Hatton. Hatton back over to Dunn, into Brown in the corner. Brown's going to bring it back up top to Flanagan. Picks up his dribble, passes off to Dunn. Dunn going to drive inside the lane, go up strong with the floater, no good. Havel comes away with the rebound, quickly up court to McKinney. McKinney's going to slow it up, get it to Havel. He's going to try and drive the lane here. 3-foot floater off the backboard, and it goes in. 9-6 now the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Flanagan going to slow it down a little bit, bring it out near midcourt. Guarded there by Parker Havel, passes off to Brandon Adams. He's going to keep it himself, pass off to Hatton. Hatton throwing some bows. Havel looking for for a foul called, but as Hatton goes on his way up for a reverse layup, fouled on the shot.
That's second one, Drake Allen.
Josh Henry will get set to check in here. Hatton will go to the line to shoot two. Hatton's first one on the way. Got it to go. Nothing but net there. Allen will take a seat, and Josh Henry will come in for him. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Ritzel Memorial Hospital. Hatton's second one off the front of the rim and rolls in. Checking into the game for the All New Tigers as Flanagan and Adams take a seat is number 22, Chase Travis, and number 33, Reed Dole. McKinney will bring the ball up the floor, dribbling left side, gets it off to Havel. Havel looking for a cutter, gets it in, gets it to Nathan Worth, round to McKinney, who pulls up three, no good. Henry comes away with the rebound and a foul called. That foul will be against the only Tigers this time. Number 11, Dakota Brown, his first, team's first. Havel will take the ball out for the Salukis. Gets it into Drew Moore. Moore, fader from five, got it to go in. 11-8 now, Salukis down by three. 2:55 left to go here in the first quarter. Hatton with it on the left wing. Back up top to Dole, I believe it was. Dunn back to Hatton. Pump fake. Steps inside to the free throw line. Got it to fall. Moore pushing the ball up the court quickly. Pulls up at the volleyball line. Passes off to Henry on the left side. Dumps it down into Havel. Havel wide open. Goes up strong and finishes. Back and forth they go. Two pointers falling one at a time. Brown brings the ball up the court. Takes the screen from Dunn. Passes off to Dole off to Hatton, over to Travis. Travis tried to drive the lane, stolen away there by McKinney. He's going to outlet to Moore. Moore pushes the ball up the court quickly. He sees the lane. He drives, and a whistle blows.
Fouling away to the basket, so it'll be out of bounds for Red Hill.
Foul goes against number 23, Brent Hatton, his first, team second. McKinney will inbound the ball for the Salukis this time. Looking for a man, gets it into Havel. Ball loose. Brown goes down on the floor, throws it away. Josh Henry takes away. Blocked there by Hatton, I believe. Moore with it now. Over to Havel. Havel's going to pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Sutton Dunn comes away with the rebound quickly up to Travis. Travis passes off to Brown, back to Travis. Over to Hatton on the left side. Pump fakes, drives the lane. Puts up a floater. Off the rim, no good. Hatton gets his own rebound. Put back rolls in. 1:35 left to go here in the first period. 15-10 on the Best Way Express scoreboard in favor of the Olney Tigers. McKinney with the ball, gets it across the timeline, and he will be called for double dribble.
Yeah.
Checking back into the game, Brandon Adams and Brandon Flanagan as Dakota Brown and Sutton Dunn take a seat. Sorry, that's Braden Adams and Braden Flanagan. Flanagan gets the inbound and comes across the timeline, guarded there by Havel. Flanagan goes right side to Adams. Adams back to Flanagan. He's going to drive left side, try to go baseline, shut down there by Havel. Picks it up, gets it out to Hatton, who swings it around to Dole. Dole with it out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Travis. Travis over to Flanagan. Back at top to Hatton. Hatton looking for an open man. Drives right hands off to Flanagan. Flanagan back up top to Dole. Dole with it now. Back to Hatton. Hatton over to Travis. Fakes left. Goes right. He's going to hand off to Flanagan. Takes the screen from Adams. Flanagan looking inside. Drives left side. Gets it up top to Adams. Over to Hatton on the right wing. Pulls up for three and just buries it. Hatton with most of Alney's points tonight. Multiple threes have been hit. This kid is unstoppable.
He's got 12 points.
They need to shut him down now. McKinney hands off to Havel. Havel drives the paint, dumps it down low to Henry, and a foul will be called on Dole, I believe, and Henry will go to the line to shoot two.
Josh Henry at the line.
Reed Dole with his first foul, third team foul, 30 seconds even on the clock. Henry will go to the line to shoot his two. First one is up and good, nothing but net there. Josh Henry had a big part in the JV game. He had a couple of threes on that comeback for him. Henry's second one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Hatton gets the rebound outlets to Flanagan. He's going to bring the ball up the court slowly. Brings it across the timeline. Dribbles out near the volleyball line. Guarded there by Drew Moore. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton comes up and takes it. They're going to run the clock out. 15 left on the clock. Try to get the last second shot here before the quarter ends. 8 seconds left now. Hatton makes his move. Passes off to Flanagan. Flanagan tries to go baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Adams with the putback and falls in. And as time expires, the Tigers end the period 20-11 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors.
Shooting-wise, so.
Salukis will start out the second period with the basketball. Havel will bring it across the timeline. Guarded there by Dakota Brown. He dribbles off to the right side, gets in the corner up top to Moore. Moore's going to try and drive the lane, puts up a shot, but a foul on the floor before he got there.
And then Red Hill didn't shoot too badly. They were five out of 11, but fourth team foul against Alney.
That foul goes against number 44, Sutton Dunn, his first, team fourth. Four fouls on the Alney Tigers, and that fourth one came from 44. Havel gets the inbound. Moore with it now. He's going to drive right side, pass off to Havel. He's going to try and drive the lane, pass off to work to McKinney, who pulls up from three on the left side. Braden Adams comes away with the rebound, outlets to Flanagan. Flanagan up court quickly to Dunn, back up top, right through Flanagan's hands, but he gets it back. Dakota Brown with it now on the left wing, passes up to Flanagan. Flanagan over to Dole. Dole with it now, guarded there by Moore. Dribbles right side, tried to pass off to Dunn, but Flanagan picks it up before it goes out of bounds. And Coach Rob Flanagan wants a timeout. It's a 30. We'll take a 32. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Coming out of that timeout, Alney Tigers, Coach Flanagan was frustrated. Braden Flanagan had the basketball and had nothing to do. Yep. No plays were called in, it looked like, and Coach Flanagan just wanted to have a talk and get things straight. Dakota Brown on the inbound, passes off to Dole. Dole over to Flanagan. Flanagan to Sutton Dunn. Dunn calling for a screen, doesn't use it. He goes left side to Brown. Brown brings it up top. He's going to try and drive the lane. And a foul will be called on the Salukis. Foul goes against...
I think it may be Parker.
No, Connor McKinney. His first, team third.
I see if it's put a one up there, but I couldn't see if it was a zero or a four.
Checking into the game, number 12, Cameron Ray. Inbound to Sutton Dunn. Blocked there by Moore. Out to Dole, who's going to pull it for three off the rim. No good. And Nathan Ward tracks it down, gets the rebound. Outlets there to Havel. Havel quickly up court to Moore. Right through his hands and out of bounds. Checking into the game for Reed Dole is Brent Hatton. Coming back in. Coach Rob Flanagan getting plenty of rest time for his players. Dakota Brown gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline. 6:45 on the Bestway Express scoreboard. Adams with it now around the horn there to Brown. Brown back up top to Hatton. Pump fakes. Guarded there by Havel. Dumps it off to Adams. Adams hands off to Brown. Brown pulls up just inside the 3-point line and buries the two.
His first points of the night.
Olney Tigers stretch the lead to 11, 22-11. Moore brings it across the timeline. Goes right side. Brown picks him up, tries to go baseline. Throws it up to Havel. Almost stolen away there. They're double teaming. Ball goes to Henry. Henry goes baseline up strong and finishes. Sutton Dunn trying to get the block there, coming up from behind. Dakota Brown with the basketball out near the volleyball line, calling into play. Going to dribble left side. Looking for a man guarded there by Cameron Ray. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton goes to Adams at the top of the key. And Adams will be called for traveling. Referee was watching those feet pretty closely there.
Yeah.
Adams was confused. He didn't think he moved him. Havel will inbound to Moore. Moore will call on the play here. Only Tigers still in a man-to-man defense. Moore is going to dribble right side. Pull up. Fader. No good. Rebound comes away to Flanagan. Flanagan brings it up the court quickly. Tries to drive the lane. Passes out to Brown. Over to Dunn in the right corner. Dunn guarded there by Henry. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton over to Brown. Brown swings it to Flanagan. Flanagan's going to bring it back up top. Gets it to Hatton. Hatton with it now. Is going to drive left side. Passes out to Flanagan. Going to drive in the lane. Double team there. Tried to go to the basket. Blocked again by Nathan Worth. Henry comes away with it. He's going to bring the ball at the court. Gets it over to Ray in the corner for three. Off the backboard, no good. Flanagan comes away with the rebound. Passes out to Brown. He's going to try his luck at a three and just drains it. 25-13 in favor of the Olney Tigers. 4:50 left to go here in the first half. Drew Moore with the basketball now. Going to dribble left side. Pass off to Ray. Ray guarded there by Flanagan. Gets it in the corner to Havel. Havel's going to drive the lane. Put up a shot. Finger roll in, and it is good. Brings it back. Cuts the lead back to 10 now. 25-15. Dakota Brown brings the ball up the court this time for the Tigers. Calls in the play. He's guarded there by Cameron Ray. Passes off to Dunn. Dunn hands off to Hatton. Hatton pulls up for three again. In and out. No good. Nathan Worth tracks down the rebound, and Adams will be called for his second foul now. I'm thinking of the travel he had, so yeah. That is his first foul, team's fifth.
Fifth team foul against Ollie, three against Red Hill.
Checking in for Adams will be Chase Travis making another appearance. Havel brings the ball up the court, dribbles left side, double team there. Knocked out of bounds there by Brown, though, so it will stay Saluki basketball. Olney Tigers putting a little bit more pressure on the ball, double teaming it every chance they can.
Especially at midcourt.
Havel gets the inbound in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline, calls in the play. Guarded there by Dakota Brown, passes off to Ray on the left wing. Ray's going to bring it back up top. Almost tipped away there by Dunn. Passes back to Ray, to Worth in the left corner. He's going to try and go baseline. Shut down there by Dunn. Passes it off to Havel. And timeout called by Coach Brian Havel with 3:50 to go here on the Bestway Express Goldboard. Tigers lead it 25-15. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Back in 30, you're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union, KG State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, and Leggett Lumber. Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis are down by 10 under the Albany Tigers, 25-15. So you have the basketball with 3:50 to go. Ray gets the inbounds, brings it across the timeline. Going to dribble left side to Moore. Moore with it on the left wing, takes the screen from Worth. Moore over to Ray, back up top to Havel. Havel directing a little bit of traffic. Passes off to Moore on the left wing. Moore gets it to Henry. Henry's going to back it back out. Guarded there by Travis. Tried to go down low, but stolen away by Dunn. Gets it to Brown. Brown going coast to coast. Banks it off the backboard and called for the charge. Dakota Brown will be called for his first foul, or second. Second foul, team sixth.
Connor McKinney coming in for Josh Henry in the Red Hill lineup.
So McKinney back into the game. He will bring the ball up to court. It is McKinney, Havel, Worth, Moore, and Ray. Gets it off to Moore on the left wing. He's going to bring it back up top. Tries to drive the lane. Passes off to Havel. Havel lost a little bit of control. Backs it out. Gets it over to Ray on the right side. Ray over to McKinney. McKinney going to drive right side. Drives the lane. Passes out to Ray. Saves it to Worth, who goes up strong and makes the basket.
Yeah, they came out, I don't say smelling like a rose on that one, but it could have been disastrous.
First basket made in the last 4 or 5 minutes, yeah. It seems like. Travis with it now, gets it up to Hatton. Hatton over to Flanagan in the left corner. He's going to bring it back up top, take a couple of screens, passes off to Brown. Brown with it on the right wing, dribbles back, dumps it to Dunn in the corner, back to Flanagan. Going to swing it back to Brown at the top of the key. He's going to back it out near midcourt, pass off to Hatton. Hatton dribbles left, clicks up his dribble, gets it off to Travis. Travis down low to Dunn. Dunn trying to spin into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Off the back of the rim, McKinney comes down with it. He's driving the ball up the court quickly, goes straight to the basket, no good. Ray tried to tip it back, but Travis comes away with the rebound. Passes up to Flanagan, back to Travis, round the horn to Brown.
And a travel call on Brown, looks like.
Checking into the game, Reed Dole. He will come back in for Dakota Brown. Brown will have a seat now. And the Salukis will take over with 2:05 left to go. Down by 8, 25-17.
Reed Dole back in the lineup for Albany.
Havel will get it across the timeline. Pass off to Moore. Moore over cross court to McKinney, who's going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good. Sutton Dunn comes away with the rebound. Passes off to Hatton, who gets it up the floor to Travis. Travis wide open. Nobody around him, goes up strong. Extends it back to a 10-point lead. Nobody saw Travis get down court quickly enough. Hatton saw him and passed it right up and got the easy two bucket. Ray with it now, brings it up top to Havel. Havel passes over to McKinney. He's going to try again for the three and drains it. McKinney breaking that 10-point lead to 7 now. Flanagan will bring the ball at the quarter across the timeline now with 1:15 to go. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton guarded there by Havel. He's going to try and drive left behind the back. Passes out to Travis. Travis passes cross court to Hatton. And Havel will be called for the reach-in foul.
His first foul, team's fourth. 106 to go in the half. Albany 27, Radio 20. Lukey's hanging in there right now.
Albany Tigers will have the basketball here on the near sideline. Hatton will be the inbound man. Gets it in to Flanagan. Flanagan's going to back it out near the timeline, calling the play. Dribbling back and forth, gets it off to Hatton. Hatton over to Dole. Dole out near the timeline, gets over to Dunn on the right wing, back up top to Travis. Swings it around to Flanagan. Flanagan over to Hatton, trying to waste some clock here. 45 seconds left to go here in the first half. Hatton goes right side, puts up a floater, around the rim, it goes in. 29-20 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Drew Moore will bring the ball up the court slowly. Finally getting it across the timeline now. He's dribbling out near the Tiger Paw.
30 seconds to go in the half now, or less than that.
Hands the ball off to McKinney. Passes off to Havel. They're doing a little three-man weave now. He's going to drive left side, put up a floater. No good. Dunn comes away with the rebound. 15 left on the clock. Passes up to Travis. Hands off to Flanagan. Flanagan holding the ball out near midcourt with 8 seconds left to go. Now 5 on the clock. Flanagan makes his move, dribbles right side. He's going to drive the lane, put up a shot from 5 foot out, and it goes in, and foul called. Flanagan will have his chance at the old-fashioned three-point play with 0.8 seconds left to go on the clock.
There's a second foul against McKinney. First points for Flanagan.
Flanagan at the line to make it a 12-point lead before half, 31-20. Free throw is on its way. In and out, no good. Worth gets the rebound. Drew Moore tried to chuck it down court, and time expires here. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard going into halftime, Tigers lead at 31-20 over the Salukis. We're back in 2 minutes for halftime stats. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bogue's Pizza. Well, Rob, going into halftime, the Salukis had a rough first half so far, down 31-20. Alney Tigers just beating them up and down the court, both ends, and Salukis not, they don't seem to have their eyes open like they should. And as we saw there in the second period, Chase Travis made it down court, snuck in the back door there, and was able to make an easy two bucket, along with Braden Adams in the first period. But they're getting out rebounded here on their offensive side of the floor and just getting out ran down here, and they got to find a way to shut down Brent Hatton.
Hatton has 14 points first half. Salukis fell behind 5-0. They got within 3 at 13-10, but it was 20-11 in the first quarter. They went down by 12, 25-13, but kept the lead to 7, 27-20. But the Tigers scored the last 4 points of the half to take this 31-20 lead here at the break. Raiders been out rebounded 10-8. Both teams have turned the ball over 5 times. Parker Howell's been the main offense for Red Hills. He has half the 20 points of 10. Connor McKinney has 3. Josh Henry has 3, 2 points apiece for Nathan Worth and Drew Moore. Red Hatton has 14 for the Tigers to lead the way. Nobody else has more than 5 for Alney, but Tigers have shot. I've got them shooting 13 of 22 in the first half. They are 1-3 from the free throw line. Red Hills has attempted 2 free throws. They're 1-2. And Red Hills shooting 9-21. So 9-21 really isn't too bad for shooting from the field. That's just, that's under 50%. But the Tigers are 13-22. And that's probably going to be close to 60-some percent or more.
And the Salukis have made their fair share of shots. And they just got to figure out a way to penetrate the lane a little bit better. The only Tigers have been trapping. They've been doing a half-court trap, it seems like. They've been doing the man-to-man defense, and whenever the Salukis are going up to screen a Tiger, they just roll off of it. Yep. And trap the ball.
Yeah, they like to pick up half-court with that man-to-man defense so that they can put some pressure on you that way. But it's going to be a second half that the Salukis. Drake Allen had 2 fouls during that early moments of the game, but hasn't been back in since, so that takes a little bit of their size away off the rebounding part. But they've been out rebounded just 10-8, but a couple times they've had Ollie's had a couple of the putbacks and things off the offensive board, so they're going to have to cut that off and everything. They're doing some 3-point shooting 7 at halftime. A couple of kids have hit these long half-court shot, so.
And Nathan Worth down low. He hasn't had a handle on the ball that much tonight. They've been kind of leaving him down low. He hasn't come up top and been able to shoot the 3 ball as much as we've seen in the past. But look for him in the second half. Salukis always seem to come out in the second half and do a little bit better. They got a little bit more drive. It must be something Coach Havel says in the locker room to him here at halftime.
I think one thing, Drew Moore's only taken 4 shots. He's got to be more involved in the offense this second half. Let's say Havel has 10 points. He had 8 in the first quarter. So I think the thing is you're going to get got to have Drew involved in the offense more as far as trying to get some scoring done, because that you just can't rely on one person to do it.
And it's been hard to do. Dakota Brown and Braden Flanagan just kind of, along with Sutton Dunn, he's been getting up there. They've just been trapping off of those screens, and they've not been able to do much. They're sticking tight on that man-to-man, and Alney Tigers are just being a little bit more physical than what the Salukis are used to.
Yeah, they are. Not surprising, because they got 3 big kids in over 200 pounds, 6'2", 6'5", and 6'5", so... Not that they're going to score a lot of points off that, but Brett Hatton's got the 14. Sutton Dunn has 4. Braden Adams has 4. So, the Salukis will have to handle the ball pretty well. 5 turnovers for both teams, so that's not the big problem. It really isn't the rebounding, but the Tigers have been shooting the ball a little bit better.
And they have. And that's a look at the pregame, tonight's pregame, or halftime show. Sorry.
Yep.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza, our sponsors. We'll go ahead and send it back for another 2-minute commercial and be right back with a little bit of a look at the second half. And we will be moments away from starting the second half action. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bob's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Back here at Ron Heron Gymnasium, where both teams have made it back out. A little delay there as they stopped the clock for the half-court shot contest could continue, but both teams back out and warming up. A little bit of a look into the second half action. Coach Havel's got to come up with some way to shut Brent Hatton down. He's pulling up right there just outside the three-point line, and he's been hitting them all over the floor.
I've got him with 14 points, 1-2. Three, four, five baskets.
So
a couple number threes.
So Brent Hatton going to have to shut down somehow, some way, but he's not the only one. Sutton Dunn getting in on the action, driving to the basket hard, and Dakota Brown and Flanagan both handling the ball very well, getting it up the court quickly, and always having their heads looking forward to see what's up the floor. And the Salukis just have to get back down the floor a lot quicker than what they have been and just shut down that inside lane and shut down Brent Hatton.
And the thing is, the Tigers are one of the better teams in the conference along with Casey. So
it's going to be a tough second half for the Salukis, down 31-20. But they've always seemed to been a second half team, and they just got to come out, play hard, and drive. Both teams with their starting five to start the second half. Olney Tigers will start the second half action with the basketball. And Flanagan will pass in to Dakota Brown. He will bring the ball across the timeline here. Guarded there by McKinney. He's going to drive right side. Pass back up top to Flanagan. Flanagan goes left. Passes off to Dunn. Dunn back to Flanagan. Flanagan on the left wing with it now. Guarded there by Havel. Passes off to Brown. Brown brings it back up top. Takes a screen from Adams. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton at the top of the key goes over to Flanagan to Dunn. Dunn now guarded there by Allen. He's going to drive right side, go left, back out, pulls up. Adams dumped down into the lane, goes up strong, and buries the two buckets.
They were very, very patient that time, and they got what they wanted, a layup.
McKinney passes off to Moore on the right wing. He goes baseline. Tried to pass off there to Wirth, stolen away by Dakota Brown. He's on the breakaway, passes up court to Flanagan. Flanagan's going to pull up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Hatton with the rebound, drives to the basket, and is fouled on his way up. That foul will go against Red Hill Salukis number 10, Parker Havel. Team's first of the half, his second. So Hatton will go to the line to shoot two here. Hatton, I believe, has been at the free throw line once so far.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hit them both, and the first one as he makes it there. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and Hilltop Bar and Grill. Hatton picks a couple dribbles. Second one is up and buries it as well. McKinney.
This is the point of the game where you don't want to lose touch with them, because you start getting farther behind, the more you have to come, the harder it is to make a run.
Allen passes over to Moore. Moore over to McKinney on the left side. Cross court to Havel. Havel with it. Gets it to Wirth, who's going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good. Flanagan tips the ball to Brown. Brown's going to bring it across the timeline quickly. Passes off to Flanagan into the corner to Dunn. Dunn with it. Back up top to Hatton. Pump fakes. Going to drive left. Crosses up Havel. Passes out to Flanagan. Flanagan back to Hatton. He's going to back it back out to Brown. He's going to call in a new reset the offense. From the volleyball line, passes down low to Adams. Adams back to Brown. Brown's going to try and drive left side, shut down by McKinney. Passes back to Hatton, pulls up for three. Adams gets the rebound and goes back up strong. 37-20 on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
The Tigers scored the last 10 points of the game.
Havel drives the lane, goes up strong, and missed the shot, but fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two.
It was 27-20 shortly before halftime.
That foul goes against number 11, Dakota Brown, his third. Team's first of the half. So Havel at the line to shoot his two. First one is up and got it to go in. Coach Flanagan's going to leave. Dakota Brown in with three fouls here with 6:07 left to go in the third quarter. Second one is up and good, and strike that. He's going to send in Reed Dole for Dakota Brown. Brown will take a seat here with 6:07 left in the third quarter. Look to see him later on. Flanagan will bring the ball up the court, guarded there by Moore. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton fakes right. He's going to pass up to Adams. Adams over to Dole. Dole down low. Tried to go to Hatton. Hatton gets control on it. Swings in. Stolen away there by Moore. Moore on the breakaway. One-on-one. Goes up strong. Tried to draw the foul. Allen gets the rebound. Spins out. Hook shot. Rolls in. So Allen with his first points of the game. Lead cut to 13 now. 37-24. Flanagan passes off to Dole. Dole back to Flanagan. Goes down in the corner to Adams. Adams looks inside. He's going to hand it off to Hatton. Trying to back out on Havel. And Adams will be called for the foul as he was holding Havel back. Had a hook on him. So Adams, I believe, will be called for his second foul. Team's first. Or team's second. McKinney brings the ball at the floor. Passes off to Allen. Allen over to Moore at the top of the key. Swings it to McKinney. Back to Moore. Moore fakes left. Fakes both ways. Going to bring it back right. Tried to drive the lane against Hatton. Pulls up from three-point range. No good. Dole comes away with the rebound. Passes out to Flanagan. He brings the ball up the court quickly. Back and forth from Dunn. Swings it around to Hatton. Fakes left. He's going to drive the lane right. Pull up from 8 foot out. No good. Moore stretches up for the rebound. Quickly brings the ball up court. Tried to go down low. Worth ends up with it. Off the hands of Hatton. Goes inside to Havel, who goes up strong. Off the back of the rim. No good, but fouled on the shot.
Yep. Parker back at the line. He's two of two this game, all in this quarter. That was third foul on, I think it was on Sutton Doug.
Braden Adams with his third foul. So back-to-back fouls from Braden Adams as you're right, Sutton Dunn with his second.
I heard the PA besides it's Sutton Dunn, so.
Havel missed them both. Adams gets the rebound. Outlets there to Flanagan. Flanagan brings the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline, hands it off to Hatton, who comes up and takes control of the offense this time. Hatton dribbles left, looking for Flanagan on the left wing. He's going to bring it back up. Cross-court pass to Hatton. He's going to drive baseline, put up a shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds there by Nathan Worth. It will be stay on the Tiger basketball.
The Tigers scored 6 points this quarter. We're almost midway through this third period.
4:19 to go here on the Best Way Express scoreboard in the third period. Inbounded to Dole, back to Hatton, who goes baseline, puts up a layup, no good. Tipped around, Moore comes away with it, gets it up to Allen. Allen's trying to drive the lane through some traffic, puts up a shot, no good.
And he
will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number four, Braden Flanagan. His first, team's fourth. Allen, a little rattled on that drive.
He kind of twisted his ankle a little bit. It looked like he was favoring one of them just a little bit. But
referee checks on him. He looks good. He's going to get set to shoot his two here. First one is up and on its way. Off the front of the rim, no good. So 0 of 3 on the last three free throws. The Salukis go.
Drake has had not a lot of success at the free throw line.
Allen's second one is up and got it in and out. Rolls in off the
front of
the rim.
Yeah, I thought it was going to come back out. But it went down. So.
Salukis put on a full court press, break it. Dole gets it across the timeline. He's going to back it back out to Flanagan. Flanagan brings it out near the volleyball line, guarded there by Moore. Passes inside to Adams, hands it off. Back to Flanagan, takes a step inside the three-point line, buries the two. Hatton puts on a little bit of pressure. Ball inbounded to Havel, brings the ball up the court quickly, drives the lane, puts up a floater. Put back good by Nathan Worth. Havel missed the shot. Worth was there to put it back. Salukis now within 12, 39-27 in favor of the Olney Tigers. Flanagan goes right side. Look to go left. He's going to go right. Moore trying to shut him down. Dumps it down into Dunn on the reverse layup. No good, but fouled on the shot. Dunn will go to the line to shoot two here. That foul goes against number 20, Nathan Wirth.
Sutton Dunn at the line. Two baskets in the first quarter for 4 points.
Wirth's first foul, team's second. First one is made. Salukis have had 6 fouls the whole game, I believe. Or maybe 8, I believe it is. Dunn getting set to shoot his second one is up and good. Chase Travis will come back into the game. Braden Adams will take a seat this go around. Flanagan, Coach Flanagan getting good rotation in there for his boys, getting everybody good rest, good amount of rest. Moore brings the ball up court this time. He's going to go right side, hand off to Havel. Havel's going to bring it around, try a little three-man weave here. McKinney with it now, passes off to Moore. Flanagan tried to shut that down. Moore drives inside, picks up his dribble, passes off to McKinney. McKinney drives lane, dumps it off to Allen. Allen back up top to Havel, fakes out. Dunn drives the basket, put up a shot, no good, but he will go to the line to shoot two.
Parks has really been active taking the ball to the basket tonight.
That is Sutton Dunn's third foul now, so a couple of guys with 3 fouls for the Olney Tigers. 5 team fouls this half. Havel at the line to shoot 2 more. First one is up and off the front of the rim, no good.
That's 3 in a row that he's missed.
So he is 2 of 5 so far at the line. Parker Havel's second one is up and good. So three of six now.
Yeah. And he was 1 of 1 on the, no. I would say not in the first half. I can't read my scribbling guy here.
Hatton will inbound, a little full court pressure put on by the Salukis. Gets it into Flanagan, back to Hatton in the backcourt. Moore will come up on Hatton. Backs it off to half court now. Havel's guarding Hatton. Hatton directing a little bit of traffic here, calling in the plays. Passes off to Dole. Dole on the right wing gets it up to Adams. Adams over to Hatton on the left side. Hatton back to Flanagan. He's going to try and drive the lane. Loses the ball. Gets it to Travis. Travis with the now cross-court pass to Dole. Dole drives inside the lane to Flanagan, who pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Worth gets, chases down the rebound. Outlets there to McKinney. McKinney gets the ball up court quickly. Tries to drive baseline. Dumps it out to Allen. Allen over to Worth. Worth up top to Moore now. Moore holding the ball. Over to McKinney on the left corner. He's going to bring it back inside the lane over to Worth. Worth over to Moore. Moore fakes left. Goes right. Pulls up just inside the three-point line. No good. Allen chases down the rebound. And Chase Travis will be called for the foul this time. That is Travis's first foul. Team six.
Yeah. From now on, we'll be in the bonus. So
Havel will inbound the ball just under their own basket. Looking for Moore. And a foul called away from the ball. Not sure what was going on there. Goes against Connor McKinney. Or Drew Moore, it looks like. His first, team's third. So Flanagan will bring the ball up court this time. Slowly gets it across the timeline. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Dumps it off to Hatton up top to Adams. Adams passes off to Dole on the right wing now. Guarded there by Allen. Dumps it down low to Hatton. Hatton rolls into lane. Passes off to Travis. Out to Flanagan on the left wing. Back up top to Hatton, who's going to pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Moore chases down the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Tried to go down low into the corner to Havel, but stolen away by Hatton. Stolen away now by McKinney, who stole it from Hatton. Goes up strong. Allen.
And he's fouled, and I think we're going to count the basket, I think.
Makes the shot. I didn't know if they called a foul on his shot, and they will. That foul goes against Olney Tigers number 54, Braden Adams, his third, team's seventh now. So Salukis in bonus for the rest of the game. Allen missed his free throw. Salukis down by 11 again, 41-30. Dole with it in the right corner now. He's going to bring it back up top to Travis. Travis goes inside to Hatton. Hatton going to dribble left. Gets it out to Travis. Dumps it low to Adams. Adams is going to bring it back out top to Flanagan. Over to Travis on the right wing. Back to Hatton. Hatton stopped there by Moore. Goes to Dole. Dole back up top to Flanagan. Salukis playing good man-to-man defense. Just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Hatton tries to go baseline, picks up his dribble, goes cross court to Dole. Dole in the corner to Flanagan. Flanagan for three. In and out, goes off the backboard and in. That was a crazy shot there.
Yeah.
Moore brings the ball up the court this time. Goes cross court to Havel. Havel on the left wing. Tried to dump it down low to Allen, but tipped out of bounds there by Travis as he falls towards the out-of-bounds line. So it'd be Saluki basketball with 31.7 seconds left, down by 14. 44-30 in favor of the Tigers. Checking in the game for the first time for Braden Adams. It's number 34, Hayden Laughlin, his first appearance of the night. McKinney will inbound the ball to Havel. Havel brings it out top to Moore. He's going to go right side to Allen. Allen, clear lane baseline. Block shot. He's fouled on his way up.
Allen will be at the free throw line. He's one of three this quarter. Into the game, he has five points tonight.
Foul goes against number 34, Hayden Laughlin, his first right off the bench. Allen's first free throw is up and in. Goes off the front and back of the rim and rolls right in. 25.8 seconds left to go, down by 13, looking to make that 12. Allen gets set, shoots his second one off the back of the rim, no good. Moore goes up strong for the rebound, rolls around, gets it to Worth. Worth out to Havel near midcourt.
Try to go for the last shot.
15 seconds left. McKinney dribbling out there, guarded there by Flanagan. Gets it inside to Worth. Back door to Havel and goes up strong. 44-33 with 5 seconds left to go. Flanagan brings it up court, guarded there by Moore. He goes right side, passes off to Dole. Dole for three. No good as time expires. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers lead it 44-33. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's going to be a hard-fought fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Well, Saluki fans, Salukis are down by 11. Tigers lead them 44-33. Hold those fours up. It's going to be a long fourth quarter as we get set to start here. Salukis will start the fourth quarter of action out with the basketball. They are in bonus the rest of the game. Only Tigers have 18 fouls. Salukis only have three. McKinney gets the inbound, passes off to Havel. Havel brings it back up top, hands it off to Drew Moore. A little three-man weave. Justin pulls up just inside.
Partially blocked, yeah.
Hatton on the block. Dakota Brown comes away with the steal. Back up top to Hatton. Around the horn there to Dole. Dole looking inside. Gets it to Dunn. Almost tipped away there by Havel. Hatton with the basketball now near the free throw line. Backs it back out to Brown. Brown passes off to Dole on the left wing. Dole picks up his dribble, gets it to Dunn just inside the top of the key. It rattles around and in. Sutton Dunn with the first points of the fourth quarter here. Moore will bring the ball across the timeline this time. Moore guarded there by Hatton, passes off to Worth. Worth brings it back up top to Allen. Allen at the top of the key. He takes his dribble, hands off to Havel. Havel tried to drive the lane, hands off to Moore. Moore with it now, passes off to Worth on the left wing. He's going to try and drive baseline. Shut down there, gets it up to McKinney. McKinney tried to split two defenders, loses the ball. Sutton Dunn picks it up. Two on two breakaway. Brown tried to drive the lane and is fouled.
A Havel, I believe it's Parker.
It will go against Parker Havel, his third, team's fourth. I thought he traveled there for a second, but the refs saw a foul. And timeout called on the floor. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. We'll take one, too. 46-33 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Back in 30, you're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
The biggest variety of real country music.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. 6:55 left to go here in the game. Parker Havel just took his third foul. It will be on the Tiger basketball underneath their own basket.
Evidently, it was not a shooting foul. I thought it might have been.
Brown with it to Hatton at the top of the key. Pulls up for three off the front of the rim. No good. Worth with the rebound. Outlets to Moore. Quickly up the floor he goes. He tries to drive the lane. Slips up. Loses the ball. And it rolls out of bounds. Referees will talk it over here. Yep. It will stay Red Hill basketball. So McKinney will inbound underneath their own basket. Looking for a man inside. Gets in. Drew Moore pulls up from the side. No good off the back of the rim. Dole comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Hatton. Hatton gets the ball up the court quickly. Passes off to Dole. Round to Dunn in the right corner. Dunn back up top to Hatton. Hatton dumps it off to Dakota Brown. Brown's going to try and drive the lane. Goes up for easy layup. Saw a lane. Was heavily contended there. 48-33 now the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. McKinney passes off to Moore on the right wing. Takes a screen from Allen. Dumps it down low baseline. Saves it from going out of bounds, but Sutton Dunn picks it up. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton will dribble out near midcourt. Hand it off to Brown. Brown dribbling out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Hatton. Hatton over to Dunn. He's going to go baseline. Put up a shot. No good, but fouled on the way up by Nathan Worth. Nathan Worth called for hit, or they're calling it on Drake Allen. Drake Allen's third foul, team's fifth. Sutton Dunn at the line to shoot two here. First one is up and good. And a timeout called on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it here this time. 5:55 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers leading it 49-33. Brenton Hatton and Sutton Dunn have been all over the floor. Coach Brian Havel has to be getting frustrated down there. Salukis haven't been able to do much here on the offensive side of the floor. The Tigers are just shutting them down on every turn and every corner they go. I mean, they hand the ball off and they just stop them dead in their tracks.
Yeah, they're, like I said, always, their calling card is their defense. They always play strong top defense, no matter what kind of a team they have on offense. But they're and the Salukis have struggled to get some really good shots. Parker Havel had a pretty good night going to the basket, but Drew Moore is he's one of one, two, three, four, five, one of eight, I think, shooting tonight.
Sutton Dunn at the free throw line to shoot his second one off the front of the rim and rolls in. 50-33 now.
That ties the biggest lead. It was 37-20 at one time.
McKinney with the basketball and a foul called away from the ball, it looks like. Be a turnover, be only Tiger basketball. Foul goes against number 23, Drew Moore. Trying to figure out what he did there. He got called for his second foul, team sixth. So Drew Moore getting a little frustrated. Hatton checks out of the game. In for him is Braden Adams, maybe, or Flanagan. Flanagan with the basketball now. Gets a screen there from Adams. Passes off to Brown. Brown over to Dunn on the right side. Dunn at the right wing. Brings it back up top. Directing traffic. Hands it off to Flanagan. Flanagan passes off to Brown. Brown out near the volleyball line. Guarded there by Drew Moore. Brown calling for a screen. Drew Moore steals it away. Tips it out. Going coast to coast. Puts it up. Goaltending will be called.
Yeah.
as he went up for the basket, and I believe it was Sutton Dunn was coming in from behind and tipped it as it was well on its way to going in.
Cameron Ray was coming back in.
Along with Josh Henry as McKinney and Worth take a seat. Dakota Brown will bring the ball at the floor, pass it off to Flanagan. Quickly double team there. He gets it off to Brown. Brown tries to drive the lane, puts up a floater, got it to fall from 3 foot out. 52-35 now. Drew Moore quickly gets the ball at the court to Havel. Havel drives the lane, puts up a shot, and is fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 54, Braden Adams, his fourth foul, team's ninth. So Parker Havel at the line. I believe he will be shooting two here as he was fouled on his way up to the shot. He has been at the line the majority of the time tonight for the Salukis. First one is up, in and out, no good. Having a tough time with his free throws here tonight.
Yeah, and that's unusual for him, but I guess when you're down 16, 17 points, it's not a close game, so you'd rather make it a close game, I guess.
Adams checks out of the game. Hatton comes in for him as Havel makes his second free throw there. Flanagan on the inbound, gets it across the timeline.
Dublin 4:45 to go.
Passes off to Brown. Brown passes off to Dunn on the left wing, hands it off to Flanagan. Flanagan guarded there by Drew Moore. Pass off to Brown on the right side. Fakes right, goes left. Around the horn there to Dunn, and a foul away from the ball. That goes against number 12, Cameron Ray, his first, team seventh. So both teams in the bonus now.
And Flanagan at the line. Flanagan has 7 points, five of them coming in the third quarter.
Flanagan at the line to shoot 1-1. Free throw on its way. Got it to go. He earned the second. 53-36 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4:32 left to go here in the game. Flanagan at the line to shoot his second. Second one is on the way. Got them both. Checking into the game for Dole is Chase Travis. Travis into the game now for Dole. He will take a seat. Havel gets the inbound. Brings it up the court quickly. Passes off to Josh Henry. Henry up to Moore. Moore pulls up for three. No good, in and out. Havel or Ray with the rebound, put back, no good. But he is fouled on his way up, so he will go to the line to shoot two. That foul goes against Alney Tiger, number 44. His Sutton Dunn, his fourth, team's 10th foul. So the Salukis in double bonus. Ray's first one is off the front of the rim, no good. Salukis having a tough time at the line tonight.
Yeah,
the,
they've been having quite a few free throws.
Ray's second one is on its way. No good. Rolls off the back of the rim. Brown gets the ball at the floor quickly. Dribbles out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Flanagan on the left side. He's going to drive right side and is fouled by Drew Moore.
His third. And then
team's eighth foul this half. Coming into the game for Josh Henry. Connor McKinney coming back in. 4:11 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis down 54-36. Flanagan at the line to shoot bonus here again. First one is up and got it to go. He gets the second one. 55-36 now, looking to make it a 20-point game here. Flanagan gets set. Second one is up and got it to fall. Checking in the game for Sutton Dunn is Reed Dole. He will come back in. Flanagan getting a good rotation in. Havel hands it off to McKinney there. McKinney will bring the ball up the floor, guarded there by Travis. Passes off to Havel. Havel swings around, drives the lane, puts up a floater. No good off the back of the rim. Ball creams out. Hatton picks it up, brings it up court quickly. Down low to Travis. Travis up strong, got it to fall. Second time tonight, Travis has snuck in behind there. Baseline and went up and got an easy two buckets. McKinney brings the ball to the court, goes up through the lane, no good, blocked away. Dahl comes away with it. He will hand it off there to Flanagan. Flanagan brings the ball to the court with 3.5 to go here in the game. Passes off to Brown. Brown out near the volleyball line, drives left side, passes off to Dahl. Dahl gets it to Hatton, back to Brown. Brown guarded there by McKinney. Passes off to Dahl in the corner. Back up top to Flanagan.
Ollie's just, they're capable. They're just satisfied to run some clock. And we get a layup, fine. If not, they'll just score.
Hatton drives the lane and is blocked there by Allen as he goes down. And jump ball called as Allen goes to the floor. Allen hurt on that play there.
I think he's bumped his knee a little bit. He's getting up limping. I don't know if it hit the crazy bone, funny bone, or something like that. Nice. Kind of going down a little bit more now as Nathan Worth comes in for him.
Nathan Worth into the game for Drake Allen. Coach Havel comes out to help him off the floor. Hate to see something like that.
Yeah. I think he's going to be okay, but, you know, it's just down 22 right now. You don't need to have
one of your big guys hurt. 3 minutes to go, 58-36. Hatton brings it out near the timeline. Passes off to Travis. Travis off to Flanagan, out near the Tiger Paw. Gets it off to Dahl. Dahl over to Brown. Brown guarded there by McKinney. He makes his move. Passes off to Dahl. Dahl pump fakes. Passes off to Flanagan. Off to Travis. Travis to Hatton now. Hatton passes off to Brown on the right wing. He tries to drive the lane. Knocked away there by Drew Moore. Picked by Cameron Ray. Ray will bring the ball up the floor, up the left side. He dribbles off right, gets it off to Havel. Havel in the corner goes baseline, passes back off to Moore. Moore up to McKinney. McKinney over to Havel. Havel's going to drive the lane, put up a floater. No good off the side of the rim. Knocked away to Dahl, who gets the rebound. 2:10 left in the game here. Flanagan gets the ball up court to Dahl. Dahl back to Flanagan. Flanagan takes his dribble, passes into Hatton and tipped away, but Havel will be called in for the reach-in foul.
His fourth foul, and there comes some more players in for Red Hill.
Coach Brian Havel will send in a brand new five as Hatton will go to the line to shoot bonus. Saluki's ninth team foul. So Holtz, Henry, Benson, I believe that's number 33 and 2, Plummer and
Moore.
So Holtz, Plummer, Moore, Benson, and Henry into the game. Hatton puts up the first one, got it to fall. Checking into the game for the Albany Tigers as Brown takes a seat is number 10, Cole Lambert. And waiting to check in for Hatton is number 34, Hayden Laughlin. Hatton's second one is up and got it to fall. So Laughlin will check in for his second appearance tonight as Hatton will take a seat. So a little JV on JV it looks like. Holtz on the inbound with 2 minutes to go here in the game. Brings the ball across the timeline. Makes his move. Goes left side to Henry. Henry goes left. Poked away there by Travis. Travis on the breakaway going coast to coast. Up and in for the two buckets. And Coach Rob Flanagan wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. 1:48 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers lead at 62-36. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. The Salukis are down 62-36 with 1:48 left to go here. Plummer passes into Holtz. Holtz will bring the ball up across the timeline now for the Salukis. Takes the screen there from Moore. Goes left side to Benson. Benson with it now. Brings it back up top. Guarded there by Rogers. Rogers Holtz with it, dribbles off his foot. Rogers picks it up. He's going to try and go coast to coast. He goes up and is fouled on the floor. That is the Saluki's 10th team foul. So Rogers will go to the line to shoot two here. That foul is against number 22, Colin Benson. His first, team's 10th. So Ethan Rogers at the line to shoot two for the Tigers. His first one is up and off the front of the rim. No good. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI-TV10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets Sweet Teas. Rogers' second one is off the rim, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound, up to Plummer. Plummer's going to back it off, pass off, or hold the ball there. Gets trapped, tried to pass off to Benson, stolen away there by Blank. Blank goes to the lane, puts it up and in for an easy two buckets. Slicky's down now by 28, 64-36 with 105 to go. Holtz gets the ball at the floor, hands it off to Benson. Benson with it now, goes back right side, picks up his dribble, passes off to Moore. Stolen away there by Blank. Blank going coast to coast, up and easy in. Just under a minute of play left here to go in the game. Tigers extend the lead to 30 now. Benson brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by Rogers. Benson goes left side to Henry. Henry with it now, looking inside, gets it up top to Holtz. Holtz with it, passes off to Plummer. Plummer brings it back up top, passes off to Moore. Tipped away there, stolen away by Rogers, who picks it up. He's going to bring it up the court with 25 seconds left to go in the game. Coach Rob Flanagan.
Just back it out.
Hold it off. There's only 20 seconds left to go. No need to drive the lane and cause a foul with 15 left on the clock. Going to dribble it out near the midcourt. Back and forth, Lambert and Blank go. And 5 seconds left on the clock as Lambert will dribble it out near the timeline. And as time expires here at Ron Heron Gymnasiums, Tigers win it 66-36 over the Red Hill Salukis. We'll be back in 2 minutes for some post-game stats, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and some words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets. Time for the weather to change. Embraugh Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Embraugh Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Red Hill Salukis fall to the Olney Tigers 66-36. It was a hard-fought game. The Salukis just weren't able to do anything with the basketball on offense. The Tigers shutting them down every chance they could.
Well, the thing about it is it ended up 30-point difference, but it was 11 points scored in the fourth quarter. It was Olney leading 44-33. The Salukis only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. The Tigers got 22. But they had Reginald had a shot there in the fourth quarter, down 11. You know, you get within 7 or 8, things can happen. But obviously that didn't happen that way. The Tigers led to 20-11 into the first quarter. It was 31-20 at halftime and 44-33 after three quarters. But only scores 22 points in the fourth quarter, only 3 for Red Hill. And the Tigers would at 66-36. They're 2-0 in conference play, 6-1 overall. Red Hill is 1-1 in conference play, 4-4 overall. Salukis had 5-10, about 17 rebounds to 17 or 18 for Ollie. Rebounding was not too bad on it. Red Hill had 16 turnovers and Tigers had 11. But several of those came late in that fourth quarter when it was the game was decided, so it wasn't a total factor in there. Only one player in double figures for Red Hill. Parker Howell led with 16 points. The Tigers had 3 players in double figures. Brett Hatton had 18. Sutton Dunn with 10. And Brandon Flanagan had 11. 9 of his coming in the second half. And 4 of those coming into free throws in the fourth quarter as they were able to pull it out and win it by the score of 66-36. Only held on to win the JV contest by a score of 42-40.
So hard-fought game both ways for JV and varsity. The Red Hill Salukis just weren't able to do anything here tonight. Just a little bit of trouble, it seems like. They only Tigers are always a tough team to beat, but they just came up short. They got a little bit more experience on their end. Brent Hatton, Sutton Dunn, and Dakota Brown have been playing for the last 4 years together, so they kind of know what to expect from different teams around the conference, and they work hard every chance they get, and they were just the better team tonight.
Oh yeah, they're an excellent basketball team. Like I said, defensively, but they've got some balanced scoring. Hatton and Dunn, the main ones, have scored some scoring. Flanagan had 11. Dakota Brown is not one that scores a lot of the points, but he was like the quarterback of the football team, the quarterback of the basketball team. He runs the offense and, you know, things like that. So we'll just have to see what happens.
All right, we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick break and come back and choose the player of the game and hear from Coach Ryan Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we await Coach Brian Havel to make his way up here. We will go ahead and choose the Bill Dobson Ford Fort Tough Player of the Game. I say we go to the stat sheets here tonight, well, Rob, and it was kind of a tough decision.
If you're going to go on points, there's one player that, you know, had the most points, and that was Parker.
So I say we, Parker had it last week, so let's see if we can find somebody different here.
Well, let's see. Drake Allen came out and had 6 points in the second half. Then before he hurt his knee there in the last minute or so, let's go with Drake Allen. He had a nice second half. He had 6 points in the third quarter, but went off. Look at the parent injury, just maybe one precaution. So hopefully he'll be healthy and ready to go for that game tomorrow morning or tomorrow at noon. Against Sisney at Wayne City.
And it will be a tough, pretty good game. As you said, just before the game started, the Saluki started out their season with Sisney, and that was a bit of a rough first game.
Yeah, the first half was. Of course, we'll be playing on a full-size court this time. Their floor is not quite as wide, I'm up at lengthwise. But like I said, you really can't take a three-point shot from the corner at Sisney, whereas you can at most every other place. So we'll see how that goes. And they are a young team, so we just have to get try to get healthy, because you don't know what Drake Allen's situation will be tomorrow. Looks like he might be okay, but we don't want to predict on that.
And we hope to see Landon Ray tomorrow. Hopefully, if he is sick, hopefully he gets to feeling better and is able to make an appearance at the Wayne City tournament tomorrow as they kick it off against Sisney. We will go ahead and send it back for another commercial break. Waiting on Coach Havel to make his way up here. So we'll be back in just about a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
We're back here at East Richard High School and Olney Richland County High School. Coach Brian Havel is gracious to join us after the Salukis lose 66-36. The game, it was, you still had a shot going in the fourth quarter down 11, and then I guess the wheels came off then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what our field goal percentage was, but it was just god-awful. It was bad. We didn't shoot the ball very well tonight. You know, Olney has a lot to do with that, but you know, we had looks that normally I would kill for, and they don't go down. And when they don't go down, especially when you're battling back in a game, you know, you may miss a two or a three that you consider a good shot. They go down and hit a three. You know, you've got a lot of 5 and 6 point swings, and those are huge. And like, you know, we were down 11 and a half, got down early in the third. We battled back to get it down to 11. And I told the kids, you know, what the fourth quarter amounts to is, we needed to put together a couple of good defensive possessions for stops, and then, you know, a couple of good offensive possessions. Then you're right back in it. But unfortunately, the opposite happened. Yeah.
And, of course, Olney's a very good team, one of the better teams in the conference, and they're tough to come back at because they shoot free throws well.
They are. And for years and years and years, I told the kids before we played them, I told them at halftime, you know, we don't want to be down 10 or 11 going into the fourth quarter here, because when that happens, they're disciplined offensively, and they're good free throw shooters. And unfortunately, that was the uphill battle we had. And you know, maybe part of our demise in the fourth quarter is we tried to come out, we felt like we had to come out and kind of pressure a little bit rather than just sit back on our heels. And you know, it did. It just kind of unraveled, and obviously they won by 30, but it wasn't a 30-point right. game. They're not 30 points better than us, but the scoreboard shows differently. Yeah. So
I know that late in the game, Drake Allen hurt his knee a little bit or something.
It was his hip. His hip. Yeah, he got, a knee to the hip. And obviously we got a quick turnaround tomorrow. Yeah. Well, hopefully he can heal up, but right. we'll have to see.
I know you played with that Landon Ray also today, so kind of.
Yeah, you know, we just, what do we have, 36, 38 points?
36.
You can't win a high school game scoring that way. Like I said, Alney's good defensively, but we just, and it's traditional here. We don't shoot the ball well here. I don't know why. We don't shoot well, and we didn't shoot well. And if you don't shoot well, you got no chance to come here and win.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you get going. You got an early date tomorrow noon game against Cincinnati again at Wayne City. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's Red Hill Saluki coach Brian Havel. Saluki's fall to the Alley Tiger tonight by the score of 66-36.
And like he said, if you don't come here to make baskets and shoot to win, it's going to be tough against this Alney Tiger team.
They're very, very solid, you know.
That'll just about do it here for us tonight. We got to turn around tomorrow, kind of an early morning to make our way to Wayne City to kick off the Wayne City tournament against a Cisney team. It's hard telling how they've turned around after their first matchup against the Red Hill Saluki. So we will be on the air around 11:45 tomorrow and bringing you all the Red Hill Saluki action. For Bill Schroed back at the studio keeping us on air, Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.